Time now for sport with Nathan Ruddery. And boy, in the EPL, the English Premier League, what a shellacking, I think we can call it that. The Gunners.
Yeah, I was going to figure out what we're. Yeah, give it, it's a statement game. It's a shellacking. It's all of those words. It's a pounding. Currently, it is 5-0 to Arsenal.
Huge when you think of the standings and the goal difference.
Oh, yeah, we'll chuck in a ramification. Don't you worry about that. Arsenal and Liverpool were both tied at the top of the points table leading into this. And Arsenal leading on goal difference over Liverpool. This really puts the pressure on Liverpool now to go, because we are running out of games in this season. There aren't very many left. The only caveat to this is that Manchester City sit with one game in hand. So this morning for Arsenal, anything less than a win was no good. Like a draw wouldn't cut it for them. You could tell then that City would probably go through when you look at the draw and win it. So for them to be, I mean, look, they scored 4 minutes in. It was 1-0 at half time. And I thought, okay, this is, you know, perhaps Chelsea can come back. Nah, absolutely smashing them. So 5-0 right now. You can feel safe with 10 minutes to go, Arsenal fans.
All right. We're a bit short for time, so give us a wrap of Anzac Day sport, because there's quite a bit.
Yeah, very quickly, if you like your local basketball, let's shout that out. The Otago Nuggets and the Canterbury Rams, there's some great names going back to Leonard King and Gilbert Gordon and others. They are playing tomorrow, as are the Wellington Saints. They're hosting the Bay Hawks, so you can support your local sport. In Auckland, I think, I don't know if you can find a ticket, but if you can, you're lucky. The Warriors will take on the Titans at Mount Smart Stadium at 4 o'clock on Anzac Day.
Great stuff. Thank you very much. Nathan Ruddery there with your sports wrap.